Sherlock Bones commented on Popular Girl Cries in Your Arms at her party and said, "Completely unrelated, but I finally beat Minecraft. I am happy." Congratulations! Good for you. I'm proud of you. Hi Marshall commented on Popular Girl Cries in Your Arms at her party and said, "Damn bro, that's crazy. Wanna see me assemble a DS?" Of course I do. Superficial Me commented on Popular Girl Cries in Your Arms at her party and said, "Hang on, reconnecting with a popular high school girl who's emotionally upset and whom I haven't talked to since middle school? Vecna's about to get her, isn't he?" Actually, I really wanted to make an audio inspired by Eddie and Chrissy's scenes from Stranger Things, but I felt like the listener selling drugs to my character would be not relatable enough for most listeners, but that would be really funny if, like, in the title, in parentheses, I wrote drug dealer listener. Trash commented on Popular Girl Cries in Your Arms at her party and said, "Fun fact, crows can recognize human faces and remember them for their entire lives. They've also been known to leave gifts for humans." That is so funny. I was actually talking to someone about this just a few days ago. So yeah, lesson is, always be nice to crows. Daniel Walker commented on You Teach Your Best Friend to Drive and said, "Does driving actually scare you, or was that just part of the script?" There was some truth to that, yes. I hate driving. It does scare me, but I think mostly just because I'm afraid of being an inconvenience to other people on the road, not so much that, like, I'm gonna crash. Eumanix commented on Popular Girl Cries in Your Arms at her party and said, "It's crazy how realistic this story sounds, like it really happened to you in the past." Thankfully, that was entirely fiction. Not at all based on real events that happened to me, don't worry. Zaid Nassar commented on You Teach Your Best Friend to Drive and said, "I'll never understand why all Afterglow audios start with a jump scare, but I'm here for it." It's kind of true, isn't it? I guess I like to think of it as like an opening hook in a novel. I gotta draw people in, you know? Dirt Messamshi commented on Popular Girl Cries in Your Arms at her party and said, "AAA, what's wrong with glasses?" Absolutely nothing. I love glasses. Washed Up commented on Snowden with Your Roommate and said, "Trying to find a comment that doesn't have anything to do with 13 inches of snow." Good luck with that. That's like a needle in a haystack. Distraction Nexus commented on Girl Next Door Spends the Night During Thunderstorm and said, "What, you got Uno in half a second? No f***ing way you played six cards that f***ing fast. Cut the Okay, apparently this wasn't 100% clear, which I guess is my fault, but there was a time skip. They weren't like, "Oh, let's play Uno," and then she wins 3 seconds later. It cuts to them being almost done playing Uno. I'm sorry for the confusion. Barack Obama, commented on Best Friend's Older Sister Accidentally Falls Asleep at Your House and said, "The only downside to RPs is that so many of them have great stories and so many of them will never see a part two. I'd love to see more completed story arcs." Thank you so much. I definitely struggle with making sequels. I always prefer to leave my stuff as standalone audios, but I can definitely see how that's annoying when it seems like I'm going to continue a story and then I don't. So I'm trying to make my audios end with a little more closure. But it's also hard to, like, add depth to a 10-minute story without making it seem like there's going to be more. So, but yeah, there are definitely going to be more series though at some point, for sure. The No commented on Popular Girl Cries in Your Arms at her party and said, "I don't know, man. Personally, I wouldn't be friends with her." Aw, why? Ouch. Trap Child commented, "Please, please, please drop a rebellious listener audio." I will. I have that on my list of audio ideas, actually. I think I actually did make a rebellious listener audio on Patreon at one point, but yeah, I feel like my channel could use a little more variety in that department for sure. Ordinary Gamer commented on seeing your childhood friend on a plane and said, "When I was 7 to 9, I had a girlfriend, Kaylee Thompson. It was Rock Springs Elementary in Laverne, Tennessee. She was taller than me by about 7 to 10 inches, dirty blonde hair. We broke up because I had to move. I'm 21 and still wonder to this day what happened to her. The last thing she gave me was a purple kiss silly band that broke a while ago, and I only have my yearbook to remember that time from. Why I remember so much beats me, but I guess that's the way it is." Oh no! We gotta find Kaylee. That's so sad, but you know what? I have faith that the two of you will find each other again. A Marshmallow Pie commented on Popular Girl Cries in Your Arms at her party and said, "Y'all are in for a treat. This audio is awesome." Aw, thank you, Marsh. Connor13.c1 commented on You Tell Your Crush That You're a Superhero and said, "This roleplay represents the wish of every 11-year-old boy who wanted to have powers and impress their crush. Also, I love how you kept the powers as ambiguous as possible so we could imagine independently the power we had. New subscriber, definitely." Thank you so much. I'm glad you appreciated that. I wanted it to be up to the listener because I feel like sometimes that's part of the fun, like getting to fill in the blanks. Okay, so I'm going to end this here. Thank you guys for listening, and I will do this again next week. Bye, guys. Mwah.